Getting a science or engineering degree comes with a few battles, but for some students, their path has included time on actual battlefields.
Science Careers Managing Editor Alan Kotok with a special feature on veterans in science.
Veterans face unique challenges in returning to school. In addition to having spent semesters away from coursework and research, they return with emotional scars of combat.
I came back and my first semester was extremely hard. I had low motivation.
Jeremiah Peterson is getting a bachelor's degree in chemistry next year from University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. He joined the Minnesota National Guard after high school. His unit was deployed to Iraq in 2004-2005 during his second year at the university.
You know, it's hard to find the importance of sitting down and studying when, you know, when you come from a place where what's really important is when your life's on the line.
Peterson exemplifies one of the biggest adjustments student veterans need to make, leaving the tight military units of teamwork and cooperation to civilian academic culture, where students are very much on their own.
I'd gone to school for 2 years, and I came back 2 years later, and all my friends had graduated. I no longer had those friends, the classes that I could ask questions if I felt dumb. Soldiers come from this very close-knit, you know, platoon of people who always have the back to alone by themselves on a campus full of people.
The stress of being in school is very different from that of being in the military. And now, because of rapid air travel, veterans no longer have the time to adjust from the intensity of the combat zone to that of school. Brian, who prefers not to use his real name, says veterans used to have several weeks' long journey back home to make that adjustment.
Compared to now, when I left Iraq, I left one morning, spent the afternoon in Qatar, and then I was in the United States 14 hours later.
Brian is an Air Force reservist and PhD candidate in sociology. Since starting his graduate work in August 2002, Brian says his reserve unit has been activated 8 or 9 times, including 2 combat deployments.
And my out-processing as a reservist was basically making sure all my uniform, my equipment was all taken care of. At the time I was married and had kids, one of the checklist items was go to the family support system where I signed my name and I was given a booklet and a CD and told to come back if I had any questions. And as far as the emotional or psychological aspect, you know, that was about 7 minutes of my time.
Even if student veterans manage to handle the psychological adjustment from combat to classroom, there are other hurdles, particularly as some veterans continue their service in the reserves or National Guard. Anastasia Bodner is a PhD candidate in genetics at Iowa State University in Ames. She served in the Iowa National Guard in 2006-2007 after her active Army and Reserve duty.
So, you know, about a year, I was actively drilling every month with the Iowa National Guard and trying to pursue my graduate degree at the same time. I think that the hardest part was when they arranged the annual summer training during pollination season. And I'm working on corn, so I had to come and pollinate my experimental plot. Luckily, we had enough people in the lab that were able to pick up my slack. But I felt terrible that, you know, I had to depend on other people to take care of my plants, my experiments. And there was no way I could get out of it.
But despite the challenges student veterans face in returning to campus, Sarah Nyer says her military experience made her more determined. Nyer spent 3 years in the Army and will start a PhD program in mechanical engineering at Carnegie Mellon University this fall.
Before I was with the Army, I wasn't motivated as a career path. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and one of the reasons I joined the Army was because I wanted to go and experience the world right off the bat. After I came back, I was just so very driven. Now, before, I highly doubt that I would have been as motivated or as driven.
And John Maldivan says that determination can result from both one's military experience and the maturity that comes with it. Maldivan completed a master's degree in basic medical science after serving in the Air Force for 9 years, and next fall starts a PhD program in biomedical science at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
And I think with a military background or another profession that comes in to go back to school, I think it's very true. You're just very focused on what you're doing. So schoolwork and interacting with your professors and administrative types to get through the program is a lot easier. And also, I think having been an instructor and having given a lot of presentations as a military officer, I think it really helped me when I had to do seminars and things like that, I guess.
With their experiences and determination, veterans provide a good example for anyone considering a return to school. In particular, there was no bitterness or complaint among the veterans I spoke with, even though their lives may have been disrupted more than they anticipated. Three of them are even continuing their military service. And many of the students organized veterans groups on their campuses to help their fellow vets make the transition to civilian and academic life. If you have a chance, talk with student veterans. You'll really get a sense of how special they are. For Science Careers, this is Alan Kotok.
This week on Science Careers, you'll find Alan Kotok's interviews with these and other veterans, plus a story on a new GI Bill to fund tuition for veterans. Find them online at sciencecareers.org.